listening to the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, producer Dawn McLean. We're getting pumped because Project Down and Dirty 2020 classic radio drama kicks off tonight, actually. Woo! Very, very exciting stuff. Our show is raising money for the Allina Health Caring for Caregivers Fund. You can go to our website right now, mytalk1071.com. Follow the prompts to the Donna and Steve show where you can donate. All of our charities this year are COVID-19 related.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think so too. And we do have a matching sponsor. We have to say thank you to Phil Olson and the Olson team at Cross Country Mortgage. We're waiting to get a hold of Phil as we speak.
Awesome.
And they put up $1,500. So we want to make sure that we make every dollar count. So if you would be so kind and to make a donation, we want to turn that $1,500 into $3,000.
Yeah, because we get it like dollar for dollar. So we need to make sure that we get to that $1,500 mark so that we can just wring Phil Olson dry and get every little last dollar that we can out of him. But Phil is, he and his team, they're always stepping up and actively involved in things that we do.
It's true.
On the station. So so it's really cool that we're able to have them as our matching sponsor. So donate now. Go to mytalk1071.com. You'll find easy to find links and donate specifically through the Don and Steve show.
The man himself, Phil Olson of the Olson team at Cross Country Mortgage, is on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve and Donna.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing awesome, and the sun is shining in my new office in Cottage Grove.
Oh, you guys are in Cottage Grove. Where in Cottage Grove are you now?
I'm at 7155 Jorgensen Lane South in Cottage Grove.
There you go.
Phil, how busy has the last couple of months been? Because I just keep seeing mortgage rates drop and drop and drop again. And I see that home sales are moving and grooving and people are refinancing left and right. How would you describe your last 60 to 90 days?
I'm pulling anywhere on average 70 to 80 hours every week.
Whoa.
And I've been doing that now for the last 8 months. I'm always busy.
Whoa.
But right now, beyond crazy busy. But the good news is I've got a big enough staff. We're hitting our timelines, we're closing our loans on time, and we're meeting borrower expectations. So guess what? What do they say? Make hay when the sun shines?
Yes.
Wow, so it is a good time to refinance right now. Do you think it's going to stay this way for a while?
I really think it really depends on what happens in the
election.
I think rates are going to probably continue to stay low because of COVID. It's another way of propping up the economy by putting more money in people's pockets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I do think for a while, probably for the next year, I think we're going to see rates stay fairly low, but then again, we're living in a crazy world, sorry to say.
Yes.
Boy, that means that you're if that holds true, your next year is going to be very, very busy, because what people find out, Phil, is for instance, if you're looking at a refinance, when you start crunching the numbers and you actually look into it, you realize that you are saving legitimate money each and every month. But I'm sure, even despite me saying that you deal with folks who have, they come in with their own set of myths or misconceptions about the world of refinancing in particular. What would you say, what's like the biggest, the most common myth that people have when it comes to the topic of a refi?
I would say that it's either they don't think they'd qualify, it doesn't make sense, or it's a hassle. Hmm. Believe it or not, it's far from a hassle with Cross Country Mortgage. Our system has so many bells and whistles that help the client. And we're getting many of these loans done with what's called day one certainty. Believe it or not, our system literally goes through the government documents and pulls in the documents for the consumer. So they don't even have to upload things. We're able to do verification of employment immediately. And sometimes our findings only require it's a verification of employment. And then secondly, I'm seeing so many appraisal waivers. to where we don't even have to get an appraisal on the home, saving clients a lot of money. So our system is really simple. I would tell any client out there or my talker that's out there that's sitting at 3.625 or higher, they should give me a call. Let me run the numbers. And guess what? If it doesn't make sense, I'm going to tell you it doesn't make sense. Hmm. If a client's thinking about selling their home in the next 2 to 3 years, I'm going to tell them right up front, don't refi.
Got it.
Right.
Because your standard recoup cost time is anywhere between probably 24 to 36 months. So if you're planning on selling, I could definitely help you with that and help you buy a new home, but don't refi.
Okay, that is good to know. That is exactly what I was going to ask, because I'm looking at my own interest rate, and it is above 3.625%. So that would be a good time to take a look at it. Now, do you find that people are more interested, Phil, in lowering their monthly overhead or in reducing the number of years on the mortgage?
I would tell you I'm a firm believer of a consumer not going backwards in their mortgage, meaning if they're in a 30, they should go to a 20.
Okay.
Or if they're in a 25, they should go to a 15. Now, unfortunately, things come up in people's lives to where they need to free up cash flow. And if they're needing to free up cash flow to maybe pay off additional debts or have a little bit better life, then maybe going from a 30 to a 30 is a good thing.
Right.
But
okay.
I would tell you right now, I'd say 65% of my clients are going from a 30-year all the way down to a 15.
Wow.
And it wasn't but 2 weeks ago I was locking rates out at 1.875%.
Holy Hannah.
Oh, yeah. That's free money. Free money. 1.875.
Wow.
Wow. Okie dokie. Way
to bury the lead there, Phil.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, the 15 years are going crazy. All right, so you can reach out to Phil Olson and the Olson team at Cross Country Mortgage if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, or maybe refinance. That would be worth a conversation, I might tell you. Phil, before you go, though, we are about to embark on Project Down and Dirty. We thank you for being our matching sponsor. Are you familiar at all with War of the Worlds, the classic radio drama? Have you ever sat down, taken an hour, and listened to that front to back?
I've listened to it 5 or 6 times, and Orson Welles is phenomenal. Yes. If you listen to that radio version and you read about kind of the history of what happened back mm-hmm. then, is I believe like 25 or 30% of the general populace in the United States actually thought Martians were invading the world at that time. It's iconic, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Love it. Then you got to watch the first movie, okay, War of the Worlds, which was awesome. And then last but not least, Tom Cruise, he just came out with the movie War of the Worlds, 5 years ago. So I'm very well versed on it, and it's one of my favorite radio listening, especially at night. Good dark night driving up northern Minnesota. Put that on. It's a great thing to listen to. So yes, I'm very familiar with it.
Well, we won't let you down. We're going to put on a great performance for you and all of our listeners. Thank you again for the $1,500 match. We don't want to lose your money. So get over to mytalk1071.com and help us raise money for the Allina Health Caring for Caregivers Fund. Phil, thank you so much for joining us today. We will talk to you again soon, I'm sure.
Always a pleasure, guys. And hey, thank you, my talkers. Let's put a lot of money in Allina's pocket.
That's right. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The fabulous Phil Olson.
Bye, Phil.
I like, Donna, that you said we're not going to let you down. We could let him down.
Yeah,
there's certainly that.
Yeah, we can't, my talkers, you can't let him down.
Right. Yeah. You guys, I still haven't listened. I watched the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't listen to the radio show yet, so I have to do that today before our big Zoom meeting tonight.
Let's ask Dawn a quick question before we go to break.
Okay. Hey, Dawn.
Have you learned anything else? Do you know, I know that you can't share it with us. Do you know more things than you knew last Friday? That's a yes.
Yep.
We already got your answer. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Hey, it's National Pumpkin Day, everybody.
Oh, fun.
Now, there is a list that they put together about some yes or BS facts regarding National Pumpkin Day. Is it overkill if I do it as a quiz?
No, things are always more fun as a quiz.
Everything's more fun as a guessing game. So we'll let you know how we plan to celebrate as a state. when we return. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Happy National Pumpkin Day, everybody.
Ah, man.
Are you going to carve a pumpkin with the kiddies?
You know, we should.
Maybe paint a pumpkin. Wouldn't that be more fun?
Yeah, people do that. It's certainly less messy. Painting the pumpkin is a good option to go. It's just getting the guts out, right?
Yeah.
And when they're kids, you're doing it.
Right.
They're not doing it. You're not like, okay, here, and this is called a serrated knife.
Right.
It's hard to get it through the flesh, too.
Yeah.
I don't like that word. I know.
But there's a fleshy exterior to it. Ew. Do you guys ever take out the pumpkin seeds and roast them?
I just had some last night.
Get out of town.
I didn't roast them, though. A friend did.
Whom?
Mary.
Mary?
Mary? Clarence? I have a...
Yeah, they're good. Really good.
They are very good. Five questions here. I'm gonna toss these out. You answer with yes. You answer with BS. Okay?
Okay.
It's just the songs.
This is David S. Pumpkins. Carving pumpkins for Halloween comes from an old Irish tradition of carving turnips. Is that yes or BS?
Ooh, I would say yes.
Yes.
Yes, you're right. Ding, they ding, did ding, it with turnips and potatoes. It was... Well, it's because the smacking sound is Tom Hanks smacking the skeletons on the butt, and it's just the best. The answer is yes. They did it with turnips and potatoes, and it was supposed to ward off evil spirits. Wu-Tang! The state that grows the most pumpkins is...
Iowa.
California.
Oh.
Yes or BS? California grows the most pumpkins. It's
BS.
A big state.
BS.
BS. BS.
You're right. BS. BS. Bonus points if you tell us where they grow the most pumpkins.
Iowa?
No.
Idaho.
Who?
Idaho.
Illinois.
Oh. I would have never guessed that.
Illinois grew almost twice as many as any other state last year. Virginia, Michigan, Indiana, California, and Texas.
Oh,
also
Texas.
Grow a lot.
Texas, yeah.
Yeah, you're the Durop. Is that a Durop? Can we count that?
Durop. Durop.
How about this? Yes or BS? Instead of pumpkin spice latte, Starbucks almost named it the Fall Harvest Latte.
Oh, I think that
yes
would have
BS?
Gone off so much better.
You do?
Fall Harvest? Why?
Whoa, Donna.
Well, I do. Why? What's the difference?
I would say yes.
No. No.
The answer is
BS.
Yes. Donna's right.
Dawn.
They almost named it that. They rejected it because it didn't really tell people what the drink
with the
tasted
flavor,
like.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I just think, yeah. think that it would have, because people have this in mind that it's going to be gross, but it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I like it.
I don't get them because it's so many calories.
Tons of sugar.
It's like a dessert, really.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
Yes or BS? The average pumpkin is 60% water, the same as the average human.
60%?
Well, the average human isn't 60%.
I think we are.
Mm. No? I thought it was more than that.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was like 80.
I'm going to say yes.
No. BS.
Hang on. Average person.
No, no.
Percentage water. All right. Looking that up while I complete this one. 60%. That is what humans are.
Oh.
The average pumpkin is actually 90% water. That's BS. The average person's body is about 60%. And hate to tell you two dehydrated raisins, but you're only 55% water.
Oh, that's true.
Why?
Kick it.
Oh,
jeez. Oh. The world record for the farthest pumpkin shot out of a cannon is just over 1 mile.
Oh,
yes or
gosh.
BS? someone shot a pumpkin a mile.
Maybe.
A mile. Think about a mile on like an exit
BS.
On a freeway.
I say yes. BS.
Yeah. Oh, the answer is yes.
What? Put me down for a yes queen.
5,545 feet, 1.05 miles. A group did it in the Moab Desert back in 2010.
That's what I was picturing.
The record still stands.
What desert?
The Moab. What, did that change it in your mind? Considering the topography of the
Mojave Desert.
She was. Yeah.
I was just wondering if you were saying something backwards.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, where right. Kind of did Moab sound like it.
Desert.
Kick it!
Utah! That's in Utah.
I feel like we're playing a video game.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
Yeah.
It's really just mouth sounds.
I like the bass guy who comes
in. Europe. That's Adam Levine. Europe. Hey, Adam, you want to come in and help us with David S. Pumpkins?
No,
we know you do a real good Europe.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Do you have one more?
Europe. That's him. That's the same thing. This is a mashup of those two songs. No, that's all I have, Donna.
All right.
Five out of five. Scary Gary.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I'm going to save a little Josh Hartnett story that I found today. I'm going to save it for after we do a little study today.
Are you?
It's a good it was a good little write-up I read about the old Josh Hartnett on the Guardian.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Should we remind people that they can donate right now at mytalk1071.com? Yes. We want to make sure that we get Bill's matching sponsor. He's putting up $1,500. We just want to match that.
We want to wring him dry. We want to turn him over, hold him upside down by his ankles, and get every little last dollar that is in his pockets right now for this fundraiser.
Yes. Phil Olson, Senior Mortgage Planner with Cross Country Mortgage. Do that at mytalk1071.com. Just follow the prompts. It'll say donate, and you'll know what to do there. But our classic radio drama is presented by Dr. Anesthetics and 360 Painting Minneapolis. How about that?
That is wonderful. If you want more details, go to mytalk1071.com. Keyword project. Start following along. It happens today.
Are you scared?
I'm scared.
I'm a little scared.
All right, we're going to play a game. 651-641-1071. You can call us right now. Bet on me, bet on Don. It's the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, and it's next on My Talk.
Let us play a game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Don McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, with a score of 87 for Steve and 68 for Donna Valentine, we're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Don and Steve Show at 10:30 a.m. We have Anna on the line. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
Anoka, the Halloween capital of the world.
Oh, yes it is.
Oh, yes.
They're probably not doing the parade this year.
No. But we're still celebrating.
That's really great. Wonderful.
All right. Anoka, population of just 17,543. Now, Anna, if you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Nachos.
Nachos. That's great.
We've gotten that a lot recently.
Or was it Anna?
Anna.
Have you called us before, Anna? It's okay if you have.
Before.
Okay. Right. I think people just, you know, there's a lot of variety of nachos. You can do even dessert nachos if you wanted to.
Ooh, chocolate?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay. Now, if you win today, you're going to go home with a My Talk t-shirt. The topic on the College of Pop Culture Knowledge today, if I have everyone's attention.
Yes.
Okay.
Is baseball movies from the past 10 years.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. So, Anna, it comes down to you. Who do you think knows more about baseball movies from the past 10 years? Donna or Steve?
Steve.
Yeah, suck it, Donna.
You're probably right. Okay, bye.
Okay, Donna's going to leave the room. Steve's going to answer. And Anna, we want you to be quiet in the background while he answers. And then after the timer ends, we will ask if you want to change any of the answers or if you want to help him, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Oh, good. The guitar. Okay. Okay, Steve, the timer will start after I ask the first question. You're very confident on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to crush her.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. In 2014, what handsome actor played a sports agent recruiting Indian cricket players in the Disney movie Million Dollar Arm?
Oh, jeez, pass.
2013 movie where Chadwick Boseman played Jackie Robinson.
42.
Question three. 2011 movie with Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill as Oakland A's executives.
Moneyball. Let's do the other one.
Okay. 2014, handsome actor, sports agent recruiting Indian cricket players in the Disney movie Million Dollar Arm.
I'm going to say Channing Tatum.
Okay.
Hottie. Oh, and then we'll see if Anna knows any other. Boy, Anna, I'm really strong on the other two. That question is very tough. Do you know anything?
No, I don't know any of them.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll just leave it with Channing Tatum and see what happens. You might be right, Steve.
All right.
Let me go get Donna. Chat to Anna for a second.
Anna, is where you live, have you decorated for Halloween?
You know, actually, we just bought a house in Anoka, so we're moving from a two-bedroom apartment to a five-bedroom home in Anoka. So.
Whoa, wait, where? What city did you live in before you moved to Anoka?
Well, right now we're living in Anoka in
the apartment.
I see.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay. Oh, well, it's going to be wonderful. You have your own house now. You'll be able to decorate next year. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, Donna's back in the room. The topic, once again, is baseball movies from the past 10 years.
Okay.
Okay, and the timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Question one. In 2014, what handsome actor played a sports agent recruiting Indian cricket players in the Disney movie Million Dollar Arm?
What? Next.
2013 movie where Chadwick Boseman played Jackie Robinson.
61.
2011 movie where Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill are Oakland A's executives.
Moneyball.
Right? Can you repeat the first one? Sure. 2014, handsome actor played a sports agent recruiting Indian cricket players in the Disney movie Million Dollar Arm.
The World Series.
Okay, we needed the
World
name of
Brad Pitt.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go over the questions and answers. 2014, handsome actor, played a sports agent recruiting Indian cricket players in the Disney movie Million Dollar Arm. Steve said Channing Tatum, said he was a hottie. Donna said Brad Pitt. The answer is John Hamm.
Oh, what's the difference?
Right, okay. That's probably on Disney Plus. I've never even heard of it. Million Dollar Arm. Okay, 2013 movie where Chadwick Boseman played Jackie Robinson. Steve said 42. Donna said 61, and Steve laughed at her as she was answering.
Sorry. It was unrelated.
Okay.
Well, who's
the
right?
Answer is 42. Yeah.
Okay. At least I knew it was a number.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dawn.
2011 movie where Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill are Oakland A's executives. Steve said Moneyball. Donna said Moneyball.
Mm.
However, Steve got two right and Donna
Woo-hoo!
Got one. So we
yes!
have a winner in Anna. You
All
chose
right,
right today.
Anna.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. And are you going to dress up for Halloween this year, Anna?
You know, like I was talking to Steve.
Yeah.
We just bought a house in Anoka.
Yeah.
And so we're packing up our two-bedroom apartment in Anoka to move to our five-bedroom house in Anoka.
Wow. What? Who hit the lottery in this situation?
Yeah.
That's a really, like, huge upgrade to go from the size of any apartment, no matter how big the apartment is, then to a five-bedroom house. How are you going to fill all that space?
Well, we want to start a family.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
well,
so fun, so exciting.
Little skeletons are coming your way.
Yes.
I hope so.
Oh, you sound so sweet. Well, Anna, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Congrats, thanks. Anna.
I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get your information in just a second, okay?
Bye. Hey,
I want to tell you two quick things. Donna, first of all, nice job.
Thanks, Steve. Wasn't 61 a movie? It wasn't like Billy Crystal or somebody in a movie called 61? Somebody, can I get
61?
Yes,
could be a Roger Maris movie. Yeah, it's a 2001 American made-for-television sports drama.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
Directed by Billy Crystal. Yeah, it stars Barry Pepper as Roger Maris.
Thank you. I'm not crazy. Okay, good, 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 good.
I was out doing a little shopping over the weekend. Went to Ridgedale. Shout out to Ridgedale.
Okay.
And so I go and I buy one jacket from H&M, okay?
Okay.
I get a jacket. Now, H&M's jackets are, you know, slim fit. They're pretty taut.
I bought a jacket from H&M recently, too.
Well, this wasn't like a jacket to wear outside. This was a sports jacket to wear on television.
And mine was kind of the same.
Okay, so I'm wearing this jacket and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like,
I'm better than you.
Okay. I'm like, this looks pretty like it's fitting. I don't know if it's going to be comfortable, but I'm only going to wear it during the show. So I think it'll look good on camera because it's, you know, snug. I made sure I could button it fine and all that. I could button it. It wasn't like the button wasn't like hanging on for dear life. Like if I exhaled, it would just pop off
losing
and put someone's
interest.
Eye out. So, is this what you're like at the beginning of the week that I spend a lot of time with you? I mean, sweet heavens. Anyway, I go to the next store, go to Macy's, and I'm looking at some dress shirts. And I'm like, I want to see what this dress shirt looks like on over the jacket. So then I realize I pull this jacket up
over
and snap. Under the jacket. I snap the tag off, okay? And then an associate comes over and I'm like, oh, it looks like I'm stealing this jacket. So I said, hey, by the way, he said, are you finding everything okay, sir? I said, yeah, I know that this looks sketchy right now. I actually got this jacket at H&M and I'm just trying on the shirt that I'm looking into here. And then he just stays there. And then he gets his walkie-talkie and he says, all right, copy that. And I'm like, wait a second. Is there a hit on me? What's going on? Then I suddenly feel like I've stolen something, even though I have an H&M bag, I got my receipt, I got it all. And then I put the jacket on, and the guy still standing there says, that jacket doesn't look like it fits you right. And I said, yeah, I got it at H&M. They're sort of like a slimmer fit. And he said, boy, it really doesn't look like it fits you right. And I'm thinking, okay, guy.
All right, I get it.
I don't know if I needed you. I wasn't looking for a second opinion. I just wanted you to know that I wasn't a thief. I bought six shirts. They were all 50% off, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll try the jacket.
What's the deal with the radio? What's the deal with the radio?
The radio?
You said the guy was talking to somebody on his walkie-talkie.
On his walkie-talkie. I don't know. That was all I heard him say was, yeah, copy that.
Okay. All right.
You find everything okay, sir? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, copy that.
Okay.
Here's another story.
Good story. Can we see the jacket?
Yeah, maybe I'll wear it in sometime this week.
Why don't you wear it on our Zoom call tonight? Listeners are invited to the first half hour. We'll be on Facebook Live.
Yes!
Are we taking questions? What are we doing?
No idea.
No. We don't know. Dawn. Are you a liar, Dawn?
No, I really don't know. She doesn't know. None of us know anything. We're just I don't know where I'm supposed to be when. We'll figure it out.
It's no one's fault.
Nobody's fault. It just is what it is. It's a very complicated process.
Yes.
It's going to be great, though. It's going to come together. The finished product is going to be really, really nice.
Well, I feel like the heavy lifting is lying on, like, Rocco, B. Arthur.
The people producing the video.
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting it all together.
They're doing the work. You know, next year we are
screwed.
The rude.
Screwed.
Yep.
I mean, like, there's no chance that Brooke O'Rourke is in a good mood today.
No.
That's not
poor
possible.
Brooke. She's so sweet.
I sent her a text. I never even heard back from her. I don't even know if she heard from me. I don't know what's been.
I sent her an email. She responded immediately.
Oh, wow. Nice.
All right, guys.
Yeah, it feels like we're already kind of at the end of the week mood. This isn't great for our prospects. So anyway, 7 o'clock tonight, Facebook Live on MyTalk's Facebook page. The entire MyTalk team will all be gathered together. And then at 7:30, we will kick your A-double snakes right off of that, because then it goes to a behind-closed-doors table read.
Yeah.
Wonder what parts we have.
Me too, Steve. Me too. But we gots to go.
Well, hey, maybe you could give us a tip and we can all sip on a non-alcoholic beverage tonight.
Ooh. Glug, 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 glug. I'll go and get it right now.
Great.
We're going to get tipsy when we return next.
It is time for your weekly weather. Thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for that.
Thonet and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Now you say it, Steve.
What's up, every? Good morning, guys.
Weather.
Good morning, guys.
Do it. Weather.
Good morning, guys. Lots to get to today. Let's stay focused, all right, guys? Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Wow. Oh, I have a tip, too. I had a really, really good non-alcoholic wine over the weekend.
Oh, I just got a couple of non-alcoholic wines. I'm looking to try
them. It was
them.
Actually a Brut.
Dry, bubbly.
It was so good.
Yeah.
You would have never known that it was non-alcoholic. It tasted just really great. And I think it's made by that FRE, free brand.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is, I'm kind of hit or miss on. This was a hit for sure.
Nice.
What do you got?
It's the best non-alcoholic drink I've ever had.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm looking at it. I really like the can.
It's a tall can, first of all. It's made by Well Being, and it's called their Victory Wheat. It is their sports brew, is what they call it. A little hint of orange, which is absolutely right. But it's the most true to form, kind of tastes like a beer, like a wheat beer. Little bit of a cider in there, and it's really, really great. They say, we use the latest in brewing technology to ever so gently remove the alcohol from our fully finished craft brews. So gently, in fact, that the brew barely notices. When we're finished, you've got a true-to-taste brew that is non-alcoholically delicious, and I would totally agree. I took a sip, and a lot of times I'm talking myself into it. You know, I'm like, okay, this will be fine. Whatever. Really, really good. 85 calories.
Okay, that was my next question. That's kind of a lot, but if you're just having one, it's fine.
16 carbohydrates.
Okay. Where'd you get it? Like Total Wine?
Yeah.
Perfect. No, guys,
I'm drinking it right now. We're about to do classic radio drama. This is where you paint a word picture and you make it. Seem like it's alive.
I think we need to eliminate those types of sounds.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those won't be needed.
You don't think that could be written in? Come on.
I don't think anyone's going to be drinking anything.
War of the Worlds?
Yeah, no.
That's a missed opportunity. Everybody was having coffee, and here they are slurping it.
Hey, well, you know.
And then the aliens came.
Come on. I could do that. Let me be sound effect guy who does all the slurps. Make it very realistic.
Nope. That job is already taken.
Oh!
Steve, oh my gosh. We're going to lose listeners by the second.
Please donate to Alina.
Right.
Yeah.
Caring for caregivers.
If we didn't lose them with my weather.
Good morning, everybody.
I have some other tips.
What's wrong today?
I don't know.
You have tips, Donna?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure Steve has done this one already.
Don doesn't give any craps today. Don, I can already sense Don is coming into this week a little pissed off, and she is, by the end of the week, it's going to be a full-blown friggin' tailspin.
Oh, it's fine. I'm just going to be very honest with my opinions.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Sorry, Donna, what were you saying?
Ice cubes in the dryer will get wrinkles out. Thanks.
Oh.
Ooh,
because it turns to steam.
Oh.
So you put two or three ice cubes in the dryer along with one or two pieces of clothing. Place it on the hottest setting, and the ice melts, turns to steam, gets the wrinkles out. It's not effective with heavier clothing, but it is miraculous on lighter fabric.
I wonder if it would damage the inside of the finish of the dryer.
I take
a washcloth, and dampen it.
I do, and
me
throw
too.
It in there with a shirt or
That's
two.
That's pretty good, too.
See, I do that, and I think that it has a similar effect. But the steamy thing that you're talking about with the ice... Me likey.
Me too. Okay, I'm a dummy because I've been using my blender quite a bit. And washing it in the sink. What am I doing?
You're cleaning it, I think.
You don't need to disassemble it. What you can do is just fill halfway with hot water.
Oh, my gosh.
Little soap, secure the lid.
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it on.
Oh, my gosh.
And then just rinse it. What am I doing with all those blades and the...
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
You have a Vitamix.
Yeah.
No.
You do?
No.
Oh.
I have an Oster Versa. I think that's what it's
we
called.
We have a Ninja, like, smoothie thing that's probably like a Vitamix. The big, heavy thing, it has suction cups on the bottom.
And mine is like an actual blender that you can make. It has really sharp blades and you can puree things in there. You can make soup in it. All sorts of stuff. It's real fun.
We're, like, going through our third Ninja right now. Or we've done Ninja and Nutribullet, and they're all just dying like big dogs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all right.
Clean your bathtub with grapefruit. What?
Really?
Get rid of those expensive, harsh chemicals, guys. Embrace this organic way to clean your tub. I hate cleaning the tub. That is the worst.
So what do? Do you cut the grapefruit in half and then just sort of use it like a sponge or a rag?
Yes, but you want to sprinkle it with a generous amount of salt after you cut it in half and then start scrubbing. Because the combination of the citrus fruit, which a lot of these cleaners are made with, and the salt removes soap stains and other whatever you got in there. And it smells nice. And you could use it on your sinks, your faucets, your fixtures.
This feels a
grapefruit is a safe bet.
Stretchy. You come into your friend's house and then they're like rubbing their toilet with a grapefruit. Don't you call someone?
Yeah, there's like the also the throw a Coca-Cola, a can of Coca-Cola in the toilet, cleans it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because it eats away at everything.
You got it, including your body. As you ingest it, that's what it's doing. It's corroding your insides. What?
Oh, boy. Donna.
I'm just saying words.
These aren't uplifting.
Atari is back, you guys.
Yay!
It's another tip. The company that pretty much started home video game systems is releasing its first new game console in 20 years.
Nice!
The Atari VCS is scheduled to be on store shelves next month. 100 games. This isn't some old school deal. It has a price tag of $390 and enough power to play some serious games in high def video.
Oh, now that is important to know,
right?
Because I did a thing where I bought an Atari joystick a couple years ago, and it came preloaded with a few games, and you just like plug it into an HDMI in your TV.
Fun,
but it was old school looking, and I thought it would be really cute. And my kids were like, "Yeah, Dad, this looks fuzzy."
Oh,
that's too bad. They have higher standards than we did.
Listen, they've grown up in 4K. What can you do?
It features
projects of our time.
The ability to reboot into PC mode and the capability to run Windows, Linux, and Chrome OS.
I would love to watch Donna play Centipede. I think she would freak
Centipede.
Out. Oh, does it make you so scared?
Wait, Centipede's the one where they just come flying from the top of the screen?
Space Invaders, probably.
Yeah.
Centipede is like this centipede, and you break it, you shoot it, you shoot the... careful.
The pieces.
Yeah, the little pieces, and it breaks it apart, and then you have to keep shooting, and it's coming down, and it's going to get you.
I want
to
play.
Okay. Here's a game you might like, too, Donna. It's called Snakey Bus. And so what you do is you're driving a bus, and then you go and you pick up people as you drive through, and each time you pick someone up, your bus gets longer and longer and longer.
Ooh, I like
and by
that.
The end of it, you're like circling around, and then you have to jump your own back of your bus because your bus has gotten so long. Snakey Bus.
Ooh. It's like my butt during the pandemic.
Snakey Butt.
Oh, man. Dawn, did you watch Borat?
I did.
What?
Oh, my God. I want to hear about that.
Okay.
And other things that you watched. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the bottom of that.
I got a question about that one scene in Borat.